Is a Woman's Hair Pinned Up Her Covering? By Jeremy Gardner. The objection: the Greek word akatokalyptos is incorrectly translated as uncovered or unveiled in English translations of the Bible. A more accurate rendering would be unloosed. Paul is not commanding women to wear a head covering, but is telling them to pin/bundle their hair up instead of letting it hang down their backs. This view was articulated by James B. Hurley, professor of marriage and family therapy, RTS Jackson, who said, "The custom in view was not the wearing of the shawl, but rather the wearing of that hairstyle which marked a woman in proper relation to her husband or father. It was the custom of women to wear their hair pinned up in a bun rather than hanging loose." How is this view supported? Dr. Hurley says the most fruitful text to study is how the Septuagint translates Leviticus 13, verse 45. The Septuagint, also known by the abbreviation LXX, is a Koine Greek translation of the Old Testament. It was the Bible used by Greek speakers in the time of Jesus and the apostles. So let's first take a look at this passage. Dr. Hurley mentioned, with a special focus on the Hebrew word behind hair, hanging loose, "The leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head hang loose, para, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, 'Unclean, unclean,'" Lev 13:45 ESV. The LXX takes the Hebrew word para, rendered hair hanging loose in the ESV, and translates that as akatokalyptos in Greek. If you recall, that is the same word that is translated as uncovered in 1 Corinthians 11. Therefore, this is how they would understand Paul's command: "But every woman who has her hair hanging loose while praying or prophesying disgraces her head, for she is one and the same as the woman whose head is shaved." Un cor 11 horas y 5. There are a few points that lead me to disagree with that interpretation. Ancient Greek usage. Thomas Schreiner has done the church a great service by compiling non-biblical usage of the word akatokalyptos around Paul's time. He quotes Philo, 30 BC, 45 AD, and Polybius, 2nd century BC, showing that they use that word to refer to being uncovered or having a head covering removed. This understanding is reflected in Greek lexicons. Thayer's, Bagdi, LSJ, which unanimously offer uncovered/unveiled as the only definition. Greek scholar Daniel Wallace says, "This definition is based on the available Hellenistic and classical evidence. Thus, Hurley's argument lacks sufficient basis." English translations. While the ESV and a few others translate Lev 13:45 to convey hair that is let loose/unkempt, it is not unanimously rendered this way. Other respected translations, such as the NASB, translate it, "The hair of his head shall be uncovered," and the KJV/NKJV, "his head bare." They give the sense that there's nothing on top of the leper's head he's uncovered. Men's hair. Paul not only argues for women being covered, but he tells the men to do the opposite. If the premise were granted that akatokalypto should be understood as hair unloosed, then Paul wants men to have their hair let loose rather than being put up. This interpretation seems less plausible when applied to men, since they would have short hair. 1 Cor 11:14. Unanimous church history support. All early church fathers understood that 1 Corinthians 11 was speaking of a veil rather than bundled hair. Men such as Tertullian, Irenaeus, Clement of Alexandria, John Chrysostom, and Augustine all articulated this in their writings. For these reasons, I believe that akatokalyptos is faithfully translated as uncovered and is referring to having nothing on your head.